أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد آل محمد وعجل فرجهم إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear brothers and sisters, dear families, dear students, dear teachers of the holy city of Qom to SOQ's Thursday night family night programs in the holy city of Qom. We are humbly commemorating tonight the passing of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as well as the shahadat of both Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Mujtaba alayhi salam and Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. Again, we are commemorating the passing of the Messenger of Allah and the shahadat of Imam Hassan and Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha, peace and blessings upon them all. When speaking about the Messenger of Allah, Imam Khomeini, the founding father of the Islamic Republic, very eloquently says, he says that you all must stay firm in the arena. Every single one of you must firmly stay in the arena because no one has ever faced the difficulties that had been faced by the Messenger of Allah. And yet, despite all of the different and the various difficulties and trials and hardships that the Messenger of Allah faced, he resisted against every single one of them up until the end. And he fulfilled his duty towards Allah. Jazakallah khair wa afiyah, tayyibal anfasakum to all our dear guests, dear brothers and sisters, families, students, teachers, dear people of Qom, to SOQ's Thursday family night programs in the holy of city of Qom. Tonight we started our program with the recitation of the Holy Quran, followed by Dua-e Kumal, which we just recited together. We are commemorating tonight the passing of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as well, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajum, as well as the shahadats of both Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Mujtaba alayhi salam and Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. In the first segment, and this is actually kind of a tashweeq or an encouragement for people to try to come on time. The program is relatively short, but throughout the program we have these small quotes. The first quote that we had today was from Imam Khomeini, which was regarding the Messenger of Allah, but I'm not going to repeat. The second quote we have here is about Imam Hassan ibn Ali alayhi salam, from the current leader of the Islamic Republic and the Islamic Revolution, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. So when talking about Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, he very eloquently says that that which defeated Imam Hassan alayhi salam, that which broke Imam Hassan alayhi salam, that which weakened Imam Hassan alayhi salam was the utter lack of the people's political awareness. It was the people's lack of political basira that weakened Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And it was because of this weakness in the people, this weakness of political basira, which led to the weakening of the Imam of their time. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So we had a quote about the Messenger of Allah. We just had a quote about Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And so I have one last quote before I invite our guest speaker. And this is again from Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, who talks about Imam Ridha alayhi salam. When speaking about Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, Imam Khomeini says that Ma'amun al-Rashid, most of you are probably aware, since you are seminary students, tulab, Ma'amun al-Rashid was one of the Abbasid Khulafa, who was a contemporary of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha. So Imam Khomeini says that Ma'amun al-Rashid kept a close watch. he kept a close surveillance upon the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. And then he answers, why did Ma'mun al-Rashid, if you're aware of the history, right? The eighth divinely appointed Imam lived in the city of Medina. And it was this Ma'mun al-Rashid who took him to the city of Marv. And in the city of Marv is where he kept a close eye and surveillance upon Imam Ridha alayhi salam. So Imam Khomeini answers and he says, he tells us why Ma'mun al-Rashid kept such a close eye upon Imam Ridha alayhi salam to the point where he moved him thousands of miles. Why? Because he knew of the possibility that Imam Ridha alayhi salam will rise up against the Abbasid Khulafa and uproot the Sultanate of the Abbasids right from its very foundations.